My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming up, Courtney and today's news, and school is back in session, and apparently teachers are hopping on things other than curriculum. So we will get to today's pervert teacher inductee coming up during the news in about 15 minutes. We got to get the rest of They Said It In. But Nate has been holding on patiently to talk about Tyreek Hill and the incident before the game on Sunday. Hello, Nate.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Not so much. Hey, Wiggy, just real quick, I will say, listen, there's bad apples everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, I think you're being ignorant because the fact of the matter is those guys go on calls one after another, after another, after another, and the possibility of losing your life in a matter of a second because people are ignorant. I'm white, and I'll be honest with you, I've been pulled over. First thing I do is roll my window down and put my hands on the wheel. That's it. You know, I don't care who you are because those guys and what they have to deal with for an eight-hour shift, you'll be surprised. And I'm going to tell you something. I grew up out in L.A., and I've seen and I've heard guys would walk into a barber shop, okay, and he'd pull out just go ahead and pay. He had his badge in his wallet, and a gang member shot him. Those guys have a mark on their back all the time, and you don't even know that. If you knew a cop or actually talked to a cop and what they'd have to do in day in and day out, you wouldn't be talking the way you talk like that sometimes.
Nate, listen. First off, plenty of my friends that I grew up with are police officers. I know a ton
you know
of
police officers.
I know a ton of police officers.
We have a lot who listen to this show.
Yes, I know a ton of them. So first off, Nate, you're wrong about that. I do know what they deal with. But guess what? I understand that this is part of the job that you deal with. So, but you shouldn't take, and they'll tell you, the police officers that I know, you shouldn't take your emotions from one call to the next call. Because every call is different.
I understand that, Wiggy, but it's tough. I'm telling you, I'm in the public safety too. I'm not a police officer, but I see these guys, and I'm telling you, you can see. I mean, why do you think they have the highest rate in divorces? Even corrections officers. I mean, listen, these guys, they can snap in a heartbeat. I mean, that's the one of the toughest jobs in the world to have to deal with. You know, with these guys, these people that just they're off their rocker. You don't know who you're dealing with. Even
well,
if you know it's Tyreek, you don't know.
They did know. I mean, they did know that it was Tyreek Hill.
Right.
Now, listen, Tyreek Hill also has had some things in his past
right.
that don't necessarily lead to him being somebody that you would look at as an upstanding citizen.
Right, and I understand that. But if this was Patrick Mahomes, they would probably, people wouldn't be judging and going, oh, he's got to cooperate, he's got to cooperate. I understand that Tyreek Hill has situations in his past. But just because you have situations in your past doesn't mean every situation that you do moving forward, you should be viewed in a certain way.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
This is Jill from Natick. Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I just was calling. I'm great. Good. I love you guys. I'm here with my kids in the car, and awesome. I just wanted to say that I was recently pulled over for a $300 ticket on 128, and it was, you know, I sped up a little to get over to the right-hand side. And this skatey pulls me over, and you know he gets to the window, and it's immediately. Do you know how fast you were going? Blah 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 blah. So it really is. It takes a lot of control on the driver not to be like, don't talk to me like that. And I'm a female. I'm a white female in a Lincoln Navigator, and he came at me, you know, with this big hard-o, hard-o attitude. And I have to say, like, I feel bad for some of these drivers because a lot of these cops are, you know, they're not the nicest people.
How fast,
and they come at you pretty strong.
How fast were you going, Jill?
Okay, well, I might have been going about 77.
Oh, that's not bad, Jill.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that ain't bad at all.
Jill, that's good.
77.
I mean, unless you were like 25 mile an
hour. That's nothing.
You weren't like doing your makeup in the rearview mirror or something, were you?
Absolutely not. I had to go pick up my dog, so I had to get there.
All right.
But, you know, you know how it is. These cops, some of them, they have a wrong attitude. And by the way, I will tell you, my father was a police officer.
Yeah.
So he'll tell you all the time. It's all how you come at you.
Yeah, and like I would tell, listen, I got plenty of like close friends of mine that are police officers. It's about anything, even in society, whether we're seeing it on airplanes or what or wherever in airports, it doesn't matter. It's how you talk to me in a certain situation.
I think both can be true too, mm-hmm. right? Like Tyree could have handled the situation better, and the police officers could have handled it much better. One is a guy who I believe the cops knew who he was, being a bit mouthy, and
right.
the other was putting your knee into somebody's back
right.
while you have them pinned on the ground.
But the other part, and I agree with you, Courtney, he could have talked to them in a better way, Tyreek Hill. But remember, once trained to de-escalate situations, the same way if it's a flight attendant, right? They're trained not to get into it with the passengers, right? So even if a passenger's being flipped, their training has taught them to be like, all right, however that training is, let's not kind of escalate this thing. How can we de-escalate it? So that's the way I always look at it. The professional has to say, okay, how can we de-escalate this situation?
This is Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I'm pretty sure if Patrick Mahomes was pulled over and they were told not to roll up the window, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't roll up the window like Tyreek Hill did. So I don't think that was a good example.
What about Jackson?
I bet some of the cops ain't the greatest. But.
Yeah, but I don't, like, so it's because he rolled up the window after he...
Another thing, not to nitpick here, Greg, but if I'm Tyreek Hill, I don't think I'd talk about how my mom raised me given what he's done in the past. Like, not exactly the subject I would bring up, especially considering he has about 7 moms right now that are this with different people.
All right.
Well, when you get in that situation, you'll learn real quick how to react when you get pulled over. Like, we had the lady call us. She said that she had a controller. Some people, guess what? They don't have that type of control, and maybe they fly off the deep end a little bit. So, and there are people out there, you know, shocked that might feel a certain way to cops because of how they were treated in the past. And I'm not saying that's right, but you just got to understand the situation. That's why I feel like, you know, as a professional, you should, the police officer, hey, maybe we could do something here to de-escalate this whole issue.
Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah, I think this is why Greg has a driver, though.
I don't really have a driver. I
mean, no, you do.
Yeah,
Johnny is definitely.
Occasionally, Johnny Egan drives. Great guy.
Great the driver.
If we are ever pulled over, I yell from the passenger seat at the law enforcement officer.
Yeah, you get him, Johnny. tell him the business.
Should we do an emergency top five things Greg says when he's pulled over?
All right, what's left? They said it was.
We can hear from Jacoby Brissett yesterday. He was on with the WEEI afternoon show of Arcand and Hart.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. You see, if that cop walked up to Tyreek Blair in that jingle, no shot that escalates.
Everybody's in a good mood. Okay. So Jacoby Brissett was on with the afternoon show yesterday and talked about how yesterday was a bit of a statement win for your New England Patriots.
For sure. You know, in the style of game that we won and played, you know, I think we executed our plan to the T. Obviously, things that we want to correct and things like that, but you know, I think we played a complete team game the first game of the season coming off of a hard training camp. You know, that's what you want to see, and I think we came out and executed that.
Okay, yeah,
they did do that. He ain't lying about that.
Got to string a couple together. This is a winnable game Sunday.
Yes.
This is the one that you and other experts pointed to on the schedule and said this, you know, prior to what we saw Sunday,
right,
that you can win this football game. So,
right. So now, and then if you go.
Then you're 2-0.
2-0, and then you know you get two very tough road games coming up, and at least you feel better about where you are as a team. But this is a game that we're going to be looking at, and Jacoby Brissett, he ain't lying. They played a complete team game, and he was smart with the football. You know, luckily Hunter Henry made that one great play to take the possible interception off the board, but you got to be smart with the football.
I heard Hunter Henry on our way home from Gillette with Jones and Keefe, and I thought it was pretty cool that he was kind of blaming that on himself.
Yeah, he heard that too.
Didn't run the route the way he should.
Yeah, he said he could have ran a little bit better corner route.
Better, yeah. All right, what else? Anything else?
Yeah, I got one more for you here. We've talked a bit about the Jets' loss. Curtis was reveling in the fact that the Jets lost last night to the San Francisco 49ers. Aaron Rodgers spoke post-game, and he is not making any excuses.
I mean, that's an excuse for sure. I mean, I'm not going to use that. I don't think we should. You know, we expect greatness when we step on the field. There were moments for sure. There were moments that felt really good, but not sustained.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And, you know, felt like if we could just get a first down, we'd be rolling. And we had those three and outs, which really hurt us. But, you know, I think a lot of stuff's correctable, which is great for coaches. It's frustrating for players because we know how close we were / are.
You know what's amazing? Being a great quarterback at the age of 40, not that easy.
you can't count him out, though, Curtis. I mean, really good 49ers team.
Yeah,
without their best offensive player.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that line was able to – I mean, we talked about it earlier. They didn't really skip a beat without Christian McCaffrey last
right.
night.
So. And I was surprised because I thought the Jets' defense obviously is better than what they showed. And I thought that they would do a better job against San Francisco. But it was just like they let the kid Mason run all over them.
And earlier in the game, Breece Hall with the fumble. Alan Lazard dropped the ball on the third down. There's some things that weren't necessarily Rodgers' fault as well.
Right.
Courtney, text for you. What place are the Jets in?
The Jets are in fourth.
Okay.
Yep. Last in the division.
Thank you.
Pats are in second.
And we know
that earlier.
And we know it's because
and we
of
know
the
why.
Points.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, they in Miami played AFC teams.
Yep.
We appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, we're going to get to the news with Courtney next, and then Ty Law in the studio with us at 8:20.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.